Ec dies quam fecit Deus. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, ec dies quam fecit Dominus. We have today's, we call it sometimes in the liturgy, the solemnity of solemnities. And in one of the hymns, we talk dies venit, dies tua in qua refluerunt omnia. Your date, God's special day, the day of the Lord, the day of the resurrection. And it's, we talk about the flowers blooming everywhere because it's spring. And therefore, the church see a beautiful harmony between the natural cycle of the seasons and then the supernatural cycle of the liturgy. And this comes after the Easter night, when we had in the beautiful Exultet, we talk about, O vere beata nox, O truly, truly blessed night, in which heavenly things are united to those of the earth, and things divine united to those which are human. The night in which, destroying the bonds of death, Christ arose victorious from the grave. It's all these beautiful poetry that the church has. This is the night in which sinners are restored to grace. It would have profited nothing to have been born unless we also had been redeemed. And then the church is lost to see in adoration, in wonder, in gratitude. Oh, wonderful mercy of God. Oh, amazing charity. Oh, incredible love. We, wretched sinners, ungrateful creatures, so that we might be saved, the Son of God, the Son of God, delivered himself up to death and suffered the passion. We have to see, therefore, to remember this beautiful night when the resurrection took place. No one saw the very moment to see of the resurrection. Many people saw our Lord risen, appearing to them. But the very instant when the soul came back into the body and reanimated, therefore, this body which had led in the tomb, when our Lord, you see, went through the shroud, this was a very special moment, and only the angels were watching this resurrection. So this is this victory, the great victory of our Lord, our Savior, see, the victory over death. But then this victory over death is, we could say, the sign, a great sign of a greater victory, which was the victory over sin. The victory over sin was on Good Friday, when our Lord offered to his Father his love on the cross, his death. And this was actually what redeemed us. But because death was the consequence of sin, was the punishment for sin, it was most fitting, therefore, that the victory over death on Easter, at the resurrection, will manifest in a visible, in a beautiful, glorious, in a glorious manner, this victory of Good Friday, the victory over sin. We have to see that that was the whole goal of our Lord's life. So when we had, a few months ago, the feast of Christmas, we saw the incarnation, we saw our Lord in the manger, but we knew that he was coming for just one purpose, for our eternal salvation, and that's when he actually died on the cross on Good Friday. But we have to see that this mystery of the redemption is also to be realized in us as well. We are the members of his mystical body. The redemption, our redemption, which started with our baptism and also our confessions, to see those victories over sin, will be completed only the day of our own resurrection. But our Lord today on Easter is telling us, that which you have seen dawn in me, hope for it for yourselves, because as I have risen, you too shall rise. This often comes back in the sermons for Easter that the fathers of the church gave in the first centuries of the church. That which you have seen to be done, my resurrection, hope for it for yourselves, because as it happened to me, so also it will happen to you. Our Lord rose in that very flesh which he took from our human race. Remember that that was the flesh he took to be able to perform the redemption, to suffer in this human nature, to suffer in this flesh, to offer the sacrifice, to become a victim on the cross. And after the passion, now is giving new life to that flesh in which he died. So we must realize that the mystery of the resurrection that we contemplate today, this beautiful, glorious mystery, is also our own, will happen today also for us if we persevere. And it's important, therefore, to, especially as so many of us went to confession for Easter, we do realize that life, you see, is a long battle to be able to win this final victory, to die in the state of grace, to die in the state of grace so that we may look forward to heaven. So with the spirit of the church today, both in the Easter Vigil and in the Mass of today, with the Confitemini Domino and the beautiful chant that we have today in the Mass, is a spirit of gratitude. To sing the mercy of God, and to have confidence in him who has forgiven our sins and restored us to grace, and to pray so that through his strength that he is giving to us, through the sacraments, through frequent confession and communion, we may persevere. O truly blessed night, which alone deserve to know the time and the hour in which our Lord rose again. It's also the night in which Our Lady was consoled. Something very beautiful to think about that. Our Lady, after all her sufferings during the Passion, this morning when our Lord appeared, to see the very first apparition was for her, to comfort her, to console her. So it's such a beautiful thing for us to think about that. And therefore, as the church say, let us seek the things that are above. See, maybe after the graces we receive during Holy Week, during Easter, let's make an effort to seek the things of heaven, to be a bit less earthly, less natural, less worldly, but more desirous of heaven, more turned towards heaven where our Lord and our Lady dwell. Now we'll finish with a beautiful collect. O God, who made this most sacred day of the resurrection illustrious, preserving us the spirit of our baptism. Remember, we renew the vows of baptism during the Easter Vigil. Preserving us the spirit of our baptism, so that renewed in body and soul, we may give thee a most pure service. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen.